treasury of faith stories.
Written by our ancestors in faith, given to us in the Bible. As we reflect on their experiences of your presence, speak to our own time and lives. Help us to weave their story into our story and see that you are with us, offering us hope in the darkest places. This we pray through Christ, who came to shine your light and your love, your mercy and your grace on this world and on us. Amen. I came home to discover last week that while I was away, Mike had been a very busy beaver. He had set up Christmas lights. In the windows glowed shiny blue and white snowflakes. In the bushes and around the doors and windows were multicolored lights. Small glowing trees lined our driveway. And through our picture window, you could see our Christmas tree and a star shining from the top. And on our roof, what I hope will be the only icicles of the season hanging from our eaves troughs were those wonderful little icicle lights that flash on and off. Like Snoopy's doghouse in A Charlie Brown's Christmas, our house is ready for the light display judges. And compared to our neighbors right now, we'd be taking first place. But these small little lights, for me, are way more than a fun way to decorate for the holidays. As the night closes in on us earlier and earlier, as darkness swallows up our evenings, I look for these little pricks of light that pierce the darkness, that stand against the black background, proclaiming that the dark is not all that there is. Welcome to Advent, my friends, a time when we prepare for the light of the world to be born among us and in us again. This Advent, we've met Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three Jewish youth who had been displaced from the Holy Land, who had been growing up in Babylon under the rule of King Nebuchadnezzar, who had all that they knew, because their religious faith was grounded in the temple, swept away. As a nation, their lands didn't really exist anymore. And if we read earlier in Daniel, even their names had been changed. When they were in Judah, their names represented and pointed towards their God. Who is God? God is with us. And yet, in this strange new land, there is an attempt to erase that. Not unlike so many refugees and displaced peoples all over the world. What they faced was an uprooting of everything they had known, which, as we look at our stories of faith, reminds us of yet another family, that one that we're waiting for, who also ended up being refugees in a strange land, in a strange place, and who, in our world, are still seen in the faces of the millions of people who are living outside of their homelands. Imagine with me for a moment what that might be like. To go to a place where you don't know the language. How do you ask for shelter? Who do you turn to if all of your family are thousands of miles away? What do you do when the world around you, the powers that be, are telling you to turn your back on everything you knew? The faith that had held your people strong for generations. Your way of life. I am glad that that isn't my experience. But we've all had experiences, though not that extreme, lead us to feel like strangers, walking into meetings not knowing what's going on, feeling so depressed that you don't know where to turn, moving across the country, or having your children move across the country so you don't get to see them or be there for them in the way you'd like. Darkness. Darkness moves in like waves. And yet, in our story, we hear of something amazing. Often, when we hear this story, we hold up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as amazing examples of faith. Because honestly, who here would not even would have considered bowing down to that idol with your fingers crossed? Because that fire just didn't seem appealing at all. Although it is a beautiful fire. I might have. But what we have in this story that's so often overlooked is that it's not about what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did walking into that fire. It's about the history that they were taught, the stories that they have of God's presence, of God's love, of God's unfailing delivering. That was the bedrock that allowed them to say, whatever happens to us, whether we are saved or whether we are burned, we know our God. Whether we are saved or whether we are burned, our God will be there. Whether we are standing in the light or whether we're in pitch black, we are not alone. And that's hard to wrap our heads around sometimes. Because we want to have it that be that easy. That if we just do what we're supposed to do, if we just say what we're supposed to say, that we can guarantee everything will go our way. And this story is one of many stories that's told in Daniel. And it's one of the ones that tells us that, yes, God will be there. But God is also there when the fire gets really hot. And walks with us in those times. Fires being really hot. Can I get a show of hands of how many people heat with wood here? A few. So, moving across the country, I know a little bit about what it's like to be in strange places. And one of the things that we're learning this winter is how to heat with wood. When the fire gets hot, sometimes you just want to get out of the room. One night, our house was at 26 degrees. And I was wondering where the air conditioner was. Fire. Heat. To the ground. But what do we do in those spaces? We aren't told what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. Our story doesn't say that they prayed to God. Our story just said that they held true to what they believed. But in the heat and in the dark, sometimes we want to run for what is easy. The air conditioning, the quick fix. The touchstone that guides us. Which isn't a bad thing. It isn't a bad thing to have the places that remind us who and what we're about. The challenge comes when we start to believe that those touchstones are all that there is. Our season of Advent is about the hope that is beyond us, beyond what we can do. That light that shines in the darkness when we can't do anything else. Advent and the light of hope that we are given is not about what we do or about how faithful we are or about how well we follow our practices or the eloquent words that we use when we pray. Our hope, true hope, rests in God alone. God who reaches into the fire to save three young men from the heat of the flames. The God who calms the lions when Daniel finds himself in a pit. The God who sent a small child to shine a great light into the world. A God who has been faithful and promises to be faithful to us. So let us walk this week surrounded by hope that is grounded not in this world, but in God, who even if we are not spared from the flames, is with us in the struggle, in the fear, in the darkness, bathing us in the light of redemption and redeeming us with love. Faithful is our God, who is with us in everything that we face, who is our true hope. So this Christmas season, the Advent season, as we journey towards Christmas, let us stop and metaphorically touch that flame of hope. Amen. I invite you to join with our prayer.